Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs. You know, makers, artists, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. I'm sure you've heard this phrase attributed to Jim Rohn before. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. While it's often used in the context of success, I've always felt like there was something missing. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore not only this quote, but a quote from Falling Awake by Dave Ellis, and how it helps me to have a broader understanding of not only relationships, but words, consciousness, and results. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/297. There you'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I've never quite read a book like Dave Ellis's Falling Awake before. Right out of the gate, he gives an exercise to read the table of contents thoroughly, and then flip through to see what grabs your attention. Usually when I read a book, it's like you just read straight through, maybe something grabs your attention, maybe you just get bored with the repetitive nature of books sometimes. But I really liked this thought of flipping through and just seeing what grabs your attention, because that's how I usually approach a bookstore. What am I attracted to? And it's a really interesting approach. And normally I wouldn't have done this because I usually skip exercises. But then the very next header was, did you do it? I'm like, no, I didn't do it. I guess I'm going to do it. And I'm glad I did, because what stood out in this exercise was a chapter in a section called Choosing Your Conversations. Specifically, our conversations create our world. And this is where we get into the Jim Rohn quote. It wasn't listed in the book, but it really got me thinking because of a quote that I read in this section. Ellis writes, "Conversations have a power far beyond what we normally consider. Our words create our consciousness, what we pay attention to and think about. Our consciousness creates our actions, and our actions create our circumstances. The result is the world as we experience it." What Ellis says prior to this quote is that our words are impacted by relationships, messages, and other influences of what we let into our minds. And that is where I started thinking about the Jim Rohn quote. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, because we take on the words that we exchange with one another. And when those words start coming into our minds, we start thinking about them, which then creates our actions. And what we actually do, the actions that we take, create, as Ellis says, our circumstances. I'm completely fascinated by this. Words aren't just the things that we say, but what we let into our minds that we begin thinking about. Think about the last conversations that you've had with friends, with colleagues, with loved ones. What words did you let in that you started thinking about? Were they positive? Were they negative? Were they neutral? It all starts right there. Think about the shows that you watch, the news that you let in, the messages, the advertising, all of the ways that you take in words, written, verbal, otherwise. And how do you feel? How do you feel about them? Because the words that we bring in, that is what we think about. Not only the words from other people, but the words that we say to ourselves, our self-talk. Self-talk is one of the most powerful things that we can do for a better life. And yet we neglect it more times than not. Because I don't think in my own case that I really allow positive self-talk to really change how I'm thinking. And that's what's interesting and why this quote hit me so hard. Because it's not just the words, it's the thinking. And it's the thinking that leads me to action. And to actually care about taking an action. And to me, it's just amazing. Because when you are not satisfied with where your life is at, where do we place the blame? Do we blame ourselves or do we blame other people? Do we blame systems? And oftentimes, I know for myself, I blame everyone but myself. But as this quote illustrates, it's not simple to say, hey, I'm going to blame everyone else but myself because things aren't working out like I wanted to. Well, looking backward, what actions did you take? What thinking fueled that action? And what words led to that action? And what relationships and messages impacted those words? This quote is the foundation of strategy as a creative entrepreneur. We need relationships with people that fill our hearts and minds with empowering and impacting words, words that help us to think about what is important so that we take consistent daily action, so that we can create circumstances that give our lives meaning and power and gives us the results of how we want to experience the world. And I think it all comes down to responsibility and commitment in every step of this process. If you aren't around empowering people, find other people because they are going to impact your words. If your words aren't powerful, change your vocabulary because it's going to affect your thinking. If your thinking needs to be overhauled, think about different things. Or change your words, or change your relationships, because it's all a cascading effect. When you go from how you experience the world, that is impacted by everything that comes before it, from relationships to words to thinking to action to circumstances. It all affects it all the way back down. So where are you at? Are you experiencing the world in a way that you don't really want to be right now? Then where is the breakdown of your experience? From relationships to results, what's breaking down? Is it the very beginning of the process in your relationships, or is it somewhere in between? I really encourage you to take some time and really think about where you are not operating the way that you want to be. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.